This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Uh-oh, little Sheryl Crow?
Is it?
Yeah, I think.
It is.
The goo!
Okay. I like Sheryl Crow. When was this from, though? This must be kind of newish.
It is not newish. It's from the movie Cars, which came out in 2006.
Hey, Risotto, what's the name of the song?
Real Gone.
This is pretty new.
Snotty Stop.
In fact, I think it's her latest hit. Jeez, talking about, why does Steve Kerr hate Jonathan Kuminga?
That's the writer in you.
How about this? I'll start it here. If Kuminga is as good as a lot of people think he is, right? Shouldn't there be a run on him in the offseason? Shouldn't there be 10 teams saying, let's go get this guy?
Well,
or let's try.
I'm bad at analogies, but I like trying. It's like when I was single. All it takes is one. When I go to the club, you want to dance and meet somebody. It's not about, oh, did you meet 8 or 7? All it takes is the right one. And if you meet one, that's all that matters. I think Jonathan Kuminga is going to have some team want his services. I mentioned some to you in the green room. Like, man, I could see, what about the Nuggets? Couldn't they use a Kuminga starting or even coming off the bench? I don't know. I just think about all these teams that are devoid of what Jonathan Kuminga possesses. And it's just, I keep Willard, I'm going to leave you alone because you're my guy. But you and Willard have tricked me or tried to back me into this corner and make me ashamed that I'm the guy that says points per game is all that matters in basketball. No, that's how you win the game, the most points. But I'm just telling you, Steiny, it just sounds like Steve Kerr obviously is okay with Kuminga going somewhere else. They got a cool relationship. And the rat on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control this morning on Payday Friday. I really believe if we got a chance to talk to Jonathan Kuminga, Steiny, he probably would say, not damage, but so much has been done where you guys, the team has shown me that you guys are okay without me. It's just time to move on. Doesn't that make sense?
If it makes sense for the Warriors.
Yeah, if you could get something back.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if it makes sense for the Warriors.
That's all.
All right, 888-957-9570. Let's start getting into it. Let's go to Murad in Walnut Creek. What's going on, man?
Hi, guys. I have to agree with you, Steiny. I think that the thing is with Kuminga, if we say, like, is he great or good basketball player or great or good athlete? And I would say he's great or good athlete, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's above and beyond his athleticism.
Right.
And there's a difference. And I feel like the Warriors have observed him for the last 4 years, and I think it's probably his approach to the game, like the little stuff. And you know, how he approaches practice. He apparently wasn't there for the last two off seasons, right? I think that's a big thing as well. I mean, coaches watch it. And besides, I don't think Steve Kerr is the only one who makes the decisions. I mean, there's, you know, the whole coaching staff and the front office. And maybe Kuminga just thinks he's better than he thinks than he think he is, right? Maybe he thinks he's already Kobe Bryant or whatnot. And at some point, they're like, you need more than an athlete. I watched him actually also, like, you know, during the playoff run and before that too, when we, you know, when we were trying to get into the playoffs. Kuminga was always checked out at timeouts. He would not, you know, and coaches see that. He wouldn't, like, look into, like, listen to the coach. And even, you know, Spencer was, like, in the huddle, listening to the coach, looking at what he was drawing up, et cetera, et cetera. And Kuminga was most of the time off to the side. And I think they might be like, you know, Kuminga, you're a great athlete, but you're not there yet as a basketball player. And we need more. We want more. And the question is, like, can you get that? I mean, you both hoop too, right? And,
yeah,
and there's these athletes that are just, they're great basketball. I mean, they're great athletes, but they think they don't have to do more than others. And I think, you know, the mentality, how you approach practice, how you listen to coaches, the film room, and all these things come into it. And maybe there's more to it than we, of course, know. And Steve Kerr, he's the voice, obviously, for the coaching staff in the front office. And he has to voice certain things. And we kind of blame it always on him. But I think there's more to it. That's just my take.
Yeah, thanks, Murad. And I think Kerr's alluded, more than alluded to it now.
No doubt.
Obviously, they didn't like he hasn't been around the last two summers.
That was interesting. That was, I know if I was trying to make an impression or change something, Steiny, about, you know, my workplace and showing up to the lab and studying was something that, you know, I think could help me, that I would be here. And for Kerr kind of just to drop that nugget again, I would give the point to Kerr and not Kuminga. Man, I got to be careful here, Steiny. That's the least you can do. But I thought in the NBA you work out where you work out, Nate. You got who you need with you wherever you're at.
If here's the other thing that doesn't make sense to me. If Joe Lacob is so in love with Jonathan Kuminga and he's his biggest fan, at some point over the last 4 years, he would have told Steve Kerr, you got to play this kid, period.
Yeah.
And if Kerr didn't play him, well, then either Lacob's got to do something or Lacob's got to live with the coach that he hired and just extended again last year. When people, you know, everybody wants to say, well, whose fault is it? It's everybody's fault.
Okay.
It's Joe Lacob's fault and Mike Dunleavy's fault because they sent a message.
I like that, man.
They sent a message to every Warrior fan. The only thing that matters right now is this illusion of winning another championship for Steph Curry. And Steph's 37 years old, and they have basically said, we know he's 37, we know Draymond's 35, but we are still going to do everything and anything to get them another ring. And quite frankly, I mean, I think that's pie in the sky.
Wow, Steiny. And
I mean, you're really, and this is where I'm at. People think, oh, Steiny, you want to get rid of Kuminga? No, I don't. I don't at all. In fact, like, I don't know what this team really thinks is going to happen when they continue to rely on Draymond, Steph, and Butler. How much longer do they have to prove, and I get Butler's only been here for a half a season, how much longer do those guys have to prove that they're not the players they were? And if they're the best three players on your team, you're not going to go far in the playoffs. So what Kuminga to me is really a victim of is this team wants to stay old for the foreseeable future, and they've made that crystal clear. Well, guess what? You want to go old? Your 22-year-old's going to feel it. You want to go old? Jordan Poole's going to feel it. You want to go old? Moses Moody's going to struggle to get on the court his first couple years.
That's heavy.
That's the reality of the situation.
Mm.
And Steve Kerr's saying, if I need to win a title, I can't play this guy as much as people want me to play him because he's not good enough.
Yeah, and he said that this week. My job is to win. That was heavy.
All right, let's go. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what I do like about what you said, what stood out to me, Stoney, is you're not putting it all at the doorstep of Jonathan Kuminga.
Of course not.
And I appreciate that. I am no Jonathan Kuminga lover. I've told you I'm disappointed in his handle. I'm disappointed he hasn't licked at pods and said, okay, how can I stay on the court and let me improve the rebound? And like, that shouldn't even have to be told. All I'm saying to you is I'm the talent guy. I can see the talent. And I feel like with what you said, the thesis of the Warriors is we're going to ride Steph, Dre, and Jimmy to the wheels fall off. Well, they can't do it by themselves. They need some youngsters. And I believe they need some youngsters with some of the skill set that Jonathan has. So it's almost like, Steiny, go in a lab or a room and make it work. I know it's more than that. But right now it just seems like for both parties, if the Warriors could get the right compensation, they cannot give Kuminga what I think he wants in his career right now.
I don't think they can either. I think they've made that clear, not just with the way they've approached Kuminga, but with the way they've approached Curry and Draymond Green. They're not ready, and I'm not saying, you know, move Curry, but they're not ready to make Butler, Draymond Green, or Steph Curry any less important than they have been for most of their careers. Let's go to Alex in Hayward. What's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, first of all, let me give Guru some flowers here. I'm going to say thank you and amen for you saying that you would have Kuminga over Pods, especially in the playoff situation. Now, Steiny, I take what you say very seriously because you seem like you have most of the things on point. But with Pods, just the eye test, this kid was like a deer in the headlight look through the playoffs. He couldn't take a shot for the life of him. He could take it, and he wasn't confident. You had Kuminga come off the bench, just basically got drafted to go in for that particular series and just took the brunt of it and say, I'm going to go score. He wasn't afraid of the moment. So you can't equate those two to be the same. I think you got to take Kuminga all day long. Now, as far as the development side of it, these last 4 years, who knows? The kid could have a case of ADHD when it comes to basketball. You got to take some time and invest in this kid. And in my opinion, he's worth doing that because the athletic portion of this kid and what he brings to the table is unheard of, is what I've seen in the Warriors so far. You got to take that investment and run with it. Steve's got to understand that as a coach, and that's probably why the players like him and some of the coaches are having a hard time coaching him to get to where he wants to be. But that's my take on it. That's what I'm seeing,
hey,
guys.
Hey, Alex, ask me if I'm at a playground playing pickup basketball. I got the last pick, and Kuminga's standing there. And forget pickup. It's a good game. Kuminga's standing there and Pods is standing there. Who do you think I'm taking?
I'm going to give you one better. This game, after this game, you guys get $100,000 or whoever wins this game. I'm taking Kuminga.
I'm taking Kuminga too. I'm just saying that right now, I think Steve Kerr thinks that Pajemski's a better all-around player.
He is, but he's been developed. He's easier to develop. Maybe he's his coach. You got to take that chance with Kuminga because I'm pretty sure he can get to the promised land with this kid. He just may be harder to coach than most people realize.
That's fair. Appreciate the call, Alex.
And real quick, Stoney, to that one, I got excited because I've been there. Who you picking? But and I know you're not saying this, and neither is the caller, but Paz is the least – he's not in Kuminga's way at all. It's just he's more developed. Did he come to the Warriors that way? And did he work on it when he got here? I'm assuming yes, but – again, I'm not exonerating Jonathan Kuminga for not making progress in 4 years, and he's made some, but obviously not enough to make an impression on his coach.
I'll guess, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Yeah, I mean, I think Kuminga's obviously got a bigger upside than Brandon. The other thing is,
will he ever get it here, though? Will he ever reach or even come close to the upside? Because it's nothing if you don't tap into it.
And why? Listen, I agree. Pajemski has a much longer leash than Kuminga, and there's some unfairness there. The problem Kuminga has, again, is he's a forward, and they have made it clear they're building around Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. Like, that's what it means when you say, we're going to try to get Steph another title. And Brandon Pajemski has no competition virtually in the backcourt in terms of, you know, there's no Draymond outside of Steph. There's no Draymond Green. There's no Jimmy Butler. So it is unfair that Pods gets a long leash, but that's because the roster's constructed in a way that they don't have as many good guards as good forwards.
Yeah. And the question is, what are they going to do?
Exactly. Christian in Fairfield. Hey, Christian.
What's up, fellas? Tiny Goo, my guys. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Doing well. Thanks, man.
So, my best friend, who I played with at San Francisco State, played in the Philippines, Saudi Arabia, and Sweden. He's a pro. He coaches for Nike Elite. Goo, I can DM you on Twitter. His name, him and Phil are best friends. That's how I met Phil a couple of times.
All right.
So, he's played at Club One. I said, do you know this guy? He said, you look familiar. So, in basketball terms, you was on the court.
No, I played.
So, yes, you did. So, okay, here we go. So when he was overseas, his team went to the championship. He said, we watched your show yesterday on YouTube, and I watched Willard and Diz with him when we were hanging out, because he coaches Nike NorCal Elite, like I said, and they lost, and he was venting, because he coaches a lot of Kamingas, because they only care about scoring. So then he gave me this tip for y'all. When he was in the Philippines, a guy came, averaged 45 for the week, and got sent home. Because the coach does not care about your PPG. He cares about everything else Kerr was saying. Now, Kerr hasn't given up on Kuminga, if you listen to that. And this is the first time Kuminga is going to come in the summer to work on the things that Kerr says he's deficient in. So next year we might see another Kuminga. But what we're going to see in the market, what Steiny just brought up, no one wants that. No coach. If Tiny's text tells you the truth of what Finch tells him, he don't want a guy that's not on the defensive rotations. I gave the example when you were on vacation, Goo, in North Carolina with Evan and Steiny about the defensive stuff. So that's where we're at with Kuminga. He laid it all on the line. Whether the fans are going to accept it or not, it's on him. But he's one-dimensional. He can score, and that's not winning basketball. And I'll give you one, Steiny, because you made fun of me when I pulled the hammy in the triple overtime, because I was out of shape. I was partying.
Wow.
I was partying. You were right. But here's another one. I was Kuminga, like how you said that what your dad told you, Steiny. Well, I'll give you guys even one better, and you can Google this. Brian Fogel was the assistant coach. He coached State. Then he was the head coach at Davis. He was Steve Kerr's teammate. I was Kuminga. I would want a 1-4 flat, 1-4 flat, get out of my way, and just go to work. That wouldn't work. And he would try to reach me, tell me all the things. Basically, I was great on defense, but, you know, he would give me what I needed to work on. And then one day, because he couldn't get to me, he goes, Steve Kerr used to do this. Now, mind you, Steve Kerr was on the Bulls. This was 91-92. And I said, Steve Kerr don't even get in the game. I sat on the bench for 2 years. My junior year, I turned into Steph Curry because I did everything the coach asked. So we're not going to see Kuminga play until he does everything the coach asked.
Thanks.
That's just how it works in basketball.
Yeah, appreciate it, Christian.
But we're in the fourth year. Like, how many times has this record played or this song played, Steiny? So we're going to find out what's going on. And I just feel like if I were to ask you what letter grade would you give Kuminga and everybody involved, just the Warriors, everybody that you said was at fault for maybe him not being where he should be, what letter grade would you give just the whole JK experience in 4 years? Because that's a lot of time to me.
Yeah, I give him a C, everybody a C. Yeah. But, and this is where – and I've been trying to hammer this home, and I get it. It's not going to register with everybody, but I don't think 4 years is a long time for Jonathan Kuminga.
Mm.
And again,
has he bought himself some more time? That's what we're going to find out.
He's absolutely an NBA player. I don't know if he's bought himself time here.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
But I to have expected a guy 18 years, they drafted two projects, Wiseman and Kuminga, period. Projects. And sometimes projects never reach their potential. But I still view Kuminga as a young player. He's 22. Like, he should be coming out right now after getting seasoning for 4 years. But he's on a team that they value age, it seems like, right now. Marv's in Livermore. Hey, Marv.
Hey, fellas. Great show as always.
Thanks, man.
Steiny, I think you're a little soft on this. You're following the company line. And here's okay. why I say that. Because I think it's disingenuous for Steve Kerr to compare Kuminga to, hey, look at what Aaron Gordon ran through in Orlando and then see what he did when he got to Denver.
Right.
The issue is, if you compare Kuminga to the guys that came out in the draft, look at their first 4 years or 3 years. Look at Wagner. They all made mistakes. They're able to play the game and make the mistakes and then learn how to get better. You don't get better in practice, and you don't get better when your coach nitpicks you and takes you out of the game because you're not rebounding. And this myth that he's such a terrible rebounder that he gets zero is not true. He averages 4.8 for his career. Pods is at 5.8, and half of those come from the free throw line. So the issue has been Kerr didn't give him the leash that the guys in his draft class got who signed contracts. Like Jalen Suggs averaged 12 points a game. He got $30 million a year. Wagner got $50 million, $45 million a year because they were able to play NBA games against NBA talent and build on that from their mistakes on the court, not in practice. Then the second thing I'll leave you with is Kerr is going to make a mistake on Pods. Pods hustles, but Pods is not better than Austin Reeves. And Austin Reeves was once untouchable. And now because what Minnesota did to him, just like Houston and Minnesota did to Pods, the ceiling is not high in those guys. So Pods cannot be our third best player. He's not better than Austin Reeves. So Kerr saying, hey, he's just a ball player, he's this or that. Hey, he might be. But to get us, you look at the young teams, Houston, OKC, Minnesota. Pods cannot take that next level and be your second best player. I think Kerr's made two mistakes in this.
Well, let me just ask you this before you go. Like, you're right. Kuminga hasn't had the runway of Wagner and some of those other guys. Why not?
Well, because he came to a team that had the best player, so it wasn't his fault. The circumstance came in, so Warriors probably should have drafted a four-year college player, not somebody who needs to get on the court and learn from their mistakes.
He's got his hands up, man. Marv.
I think you're right, Marv. I think you're absolutely
right. They chose this life, Stoney, the Warriors did.
And nobody wants to hear this either, but they chose projects because they thought their run was over. I am totally convinced of that.
Now that's just...
I am completely convinced that they thought it was over after the Clay injury his second year.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know what? Let's take two guys that we think have monumental upside. And you know what? We can wait a few years because we're not in title contention. But they were. And they ended up being in title contention. And I think that year took a lot of people by surprise.
And that's why the came up with the two timeline, that doesn't match. If you still got Steph Curry and you're taking a chance, those two guys that you're taking a chance on aren't going to be able to flourish because of Steph and is what he is. Wasn't like you were trading the chef.
Right.
So I would have went with the for sure more than the, we could gamble because it's over. Yeah. How'd it work out?
888-957-9570 is the number. We'll keep getting into it. And then we'll put it to bed for Memorial Day weekend until something else happens. I do I do think it's fascinating. Yes, the way Steve Kerr is talking about Kuminga right now, and it's probably because he's getting asked about it more than any other player, but there's no doubt he's as candid as he's ever been about Kuminga. And
does it change your view?
How are the Warriors fans feeling about what Steve Kerr is saying about Jonathan Kuminga and maybe why he's saying it? 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was sponsored by Lucky California.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. Hopefully it's a payday for you all, like it is for us. Money spent already.
Allocated.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you.
Good. Okay.
I come in, and you know what I do? You go, Guru, what you got going for the weekend? I tell you. And tomorrow, 9 a.m., I got my Saturday morning hoops, 24-hour fitness.
Yeah.
And after work. Risotto, you didn't hear this. I'm going to get my knee brace for the right knee just for protection. And this dude laughs, closes his computer, and goes, you're going to get hurt. Like, you won't let it go.
You are. You're going to get hurt. I'm sorry to say that.
How do you know that?
Because you're old. And that's what happens.
I'm getting a brace, bud.
I'm worried you're going to come in one day with a cast from your upper groin area to your ankle.
Stiney, stop, man.
Here's one thing I was thinking about, Goo. And I may be a couple different things that I'm trying to put together, and maybe it won't work.
I'm here for you.
You know, when Draymond Green said, we need another dog. Dog.
I love
about,
that dog.
About Butler. Yeah. Okay.
We said it before Butler.
So I'm thinking about the Detroit Pistons, late 80s, early 90s.
All right.
They had a championship-level team, all right? And they had an infusion of two young players that helped change the dynamic, Rodman and Sally.
Facts.
Okay. They were athletic. They rebounded. They defended. They brought energy. They completely changed what the Pistons could really do.
Love it.
So I'm thinking, like, why can't Kuminga or why couldn't Kuminga have that kind of impact on this championship level team like they had by doing all the dirty work while Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars and Vinnie Johnson were still really good players? Like, why couldn't he defend? Why can't he rebound? Why can't he get loose balls? It almost feels to me like Steve Kerr doesn't even think Kuminga has been a great energy player. That's something that does... I'm interested in why. Why couldn't they get him to do those things, and why couldn't he do those things?
I'm going to say it and keep it real like I always do. That's why all week on 95.7 The Game, and why Jonathan Kuminga, just the mere mention of his name, is a lightning rod. Steiny, nobody has that answer. And if you follow the tea leaves from the coach, he's telling you Jonathan's not figuring it out. And if you listen to the fans or people in the know, he sees himself this way. So my thing is, just an hour ago, you said, and I agree, it's all on everybody. But the bottom line is, that's the million-dollar question.
Maybe he can't. There are some guys that don't rebound. There just are. And maybe he's one of them. Maybe Kerr doesn't like that he leaks out on the break instead of trying to hit the defensive glass.
But did you like what you saw against Minnesota?
I bet you Steve Kerr was like, I knew that was going to happen.
Wow.
Like, the issue with Jonathan isn't, can he get you 20?
Damn.
He can get you 20.
Yeah.
But they need a player that has other skills.
So I mentioned the station real quick, Steiny, and Willard and Dibs with the great interview, and TK – at what point does this get tiresome? Because my thing to you is, I don't think the Warriors have the answer. I don't think Kuminga has the answer, and that's why
the answer's coming. I mean, the answer's coming.
No doubt about it.
Well, you don't
have to
wait much
longer.
Do
you feel any differently after hearing Kerr? Like, does it make you feel like, okay, it's really not going to happen here?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
That's why I kept asking you about the Valkyrie outing with Lakeup. Was there some type of message to where, yeah, he ain't going nowhere, Goo?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen with
I'll tell you what,
Kuminga.
Let's just say my contract was up here at the station and you're walking down Market and then you see me and the Hegan at a steakhouse and you were privy to know, you know, my contract's up in the air. Wouldn't you look and say, I guess they're talking about business.
Maybe if I didn't have the Klay Thompson anecdote from a year or two ago.
That took me a while to grasp.
Let's go to Austin and San Jose.
Oh, man.
What's up, Austin?
I was happy late weekend that we're all going to have. Listen, man, what a discussion. I've changed my thing a couple times just listening. The guys calling in had really good perspectives, really good balance from both different perspectives, guy that coached or knew a coach and the guy that called in. I'm kind of more with the second caller with JK, the kind of defense here. Just a couple things. Obviously, Coach Kerr, I think, went out of his way to kind of outline where we're at with Jonathan. I find it interesting that, you know, for a guy that didn't get any got DMPs during the playoffs, he's the guy that everybody's talking about. Nobody cares about the rest of the roster, which I find interesting. Even though Kerr's trying to tell us he's got a great roster, nobody cares about Moody and Paz and those guys. It's all about Kuminga.
I mean, right.
And for fans, and fans know that because why? Fans aren't dumb. We don't have all the nuance that Kerr does and know all the things about everything, but we know what we see, and our eyes tell us this is talent, okay? So fans are saying, hey, you've got a talented guy. 4 years later, you're telling us you're making the media tour. Here's what bothers me, guys. I got to calm down, as Guru would say. Why is a guy that's got four championships, doesn't need to prove anything, and Steve Kerr making a media tour on explaining why he can't play or can't use the most talented guy on the roster? That's what troubles me. The other thing that troubles me was yesterday's interview. I think Kerr should have stopped at kind of the on-court stuff. When he started getting into kind of he's not showing up at, you know, summertime. He even mentioned the guy's kids. I'm saying, whoa. This reminds me of when, you know how guys treat guys when they're on their way out? They always seem to find something negative after the guy leaves. That bothers me a little bit. So I'm just trying to say, is there a big – I'm not looking for trouble here, guys, but I work for corporations. I know how corporations work. And this feels like a PR campaign to me. And I'm just worried that we're going to judge this young man on what he's done here. And I think he should be given an opportunity. Let's judge this guy's career on what he does in total. Let's not assume that because he can't play under the Kerr system that the guy can't play. I'm just saying, let's just hold out judgment. I see fans judging this guy's career already, saying, he's not going to develop anywhere. He can't do this. I'm saying, whoa. Let's relax a little bit. And last thing, guys, are we not so sure that Kerr wouldn't ask a guy like Anthony Edwards to rebound? I mean, would he find a reason not to play him because he can't rebound? I mean, I know we can't compare Anthony Edwards to Jonathan Kuminga, but it sort of feels like Kerr is real stubborn in what he wants out of players that maybe are really talented. I'm not sure he knows how to really play guys that are real talented guys. That's kind of what I got, man. I'll listen. Thanks.
Hey, have a good weekend, man.
What do you think about that?
It's the foul pole in baseball. It's fair to – like, Steiny, I was shocked that he brought up the two summers. Not wrong.
But again –
but Kerr is operating from a vantage point to where, you know what, Steiny? I'm not saying he's doing it deliberately. I'm the Captain James T. Kirk, and I don't give a damn what Spock thinks. I'm saying to Willard and Dibbs what I'm saying. And – what Austin heard, I'm driving around listening to that interview, Stoney. Like, I thought, wow, he's giving us a lot. You know, the kids. I hadn't heard the kids. And, just reasons. I'm going Earth, Wind, and Fire, Stoney. Reasons.
I mean, I think what's going on is Steve Kerr is tired of the fans thinking he doesn't know what he's doing. Mm. And whether you agree with Kerr or not, now he's saying, you know, this has been going on for so long, I've got to start telling, what I heard is, he doesn't work hard. He, you know, he's, he That's what I hear when you say he hasn't been around for two summers. Is that fair? Probably not. But I think this has taken on such a life of its own that Kerr is now forced to tell everybody this guy's shortcomings.
Is it almost defend himself, Steiny?
Yes, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, it's not this simple. It's not this simple. But Kerr's telling the fan base, you don't know this guy. We know him. We've seen him for 4 years. Don't tell me I don't know how to use him. We've been begging him to do things for 4 years. He hasn't done it. Again, I'm not putting any blame on anybody there, but like Kerr's just Kerr's just saying more forcefully what we all knew, right? We know why he's not playing. We can disagree why, but or whether he should or shouldn't, but like let's not pretend we don't now know
what
I got Kerr thinks of this kid.
That's I love that. But the bottom line is, and I hate that we're in this situation, but just as a Warrior fan, but talk to me about those 12 quarters of playoff basketball. Is that Jonathan Kuminga only shines, Steiny, because Steph Curry? Like, again, we could go blame game all day, but man, that's bad luck that Steph Curry can make Moody look his best. GP2, pods in year two, a career for Draymond, Iggy, who else am I can keep going, Ian Clark, Steiny, Livingston, but you're telling me Jonathan Kuminga's the one guy that couldn't pick it up and even look better or mesh with the chef. Yeah. It's almost like, wow, dude, that's just the worst basketball bad luck I could think of. So that's the only reason, one, he played in the playoffs, and two, he balled out. We listen to everybody that's in the know, it's because Curry wasn't there. And something became, the pitchers were different. And Jonathan's mind, like, that's just, it's crazy. And I'm just saying it out loud. Again, I'm not.
What part's crazy?
The fact that he can't be the best version of himself in 4 years, and now you're telling me because Steph or Jimmy is out there, there's no room for him to do anything. He can't even put it in the microwave. Forget Cook. He can't even put his game in the microwave to help the team a little bit. I mean, that's what we're led to believe.
The bottom line is they need Kuminga right now to do the things that a fourth option should be. I get it. Draymond Green doesn't score much, but they have Butler, Curry, and Draymond Green, and they have the ball all the time.
Yeah.
And if you're going to have those three guys have the ball all the time, then you need players around them who can do multiple things. And I think Kerr's like, I believe he can only do one thing. And that one thing doesn't even come in the flow of the offense.
Well, it hadn't. You're right.
So, all right, let's go to Horace in Texas. Hey, Horace, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. How are you?
Talk to
doing
us,
well,
baby.
Thank you.
Okay, Steiny, man, you said something earlier that really, really got me thinking. I'm going to tell you what that is in a minute, but first I'm going to say something about Kuminga. This guy has all the talent in the world. You must cultivate that. Now, I'm not saying that a lot of it's not on Kuminga, too. I believe it's Kuminga's responsibility to be so good that Steve Kerr can't ignore him. However, you got to admit that they have been very, very poor at developing the young talent over the years, with the exception of Jordan Poole, but they allowed Draymond Green to punch him out with no consequences. Okay?
Yep.
Now, what you told me, what you said earlier was that Golden State, they made the decision to go old.
Yes.
You know, they made that decision. And I think you must be able to blend, because they've had a lot of good young talent over the years. and they refuse some for some reason to try to blend that with the veteran talent that they have. Okay, that's on them. I'm gonna take it another step too. They also made the decision over the years to stay small.
Yeah.
They refused to go big. I don't know why. You don't have to go totally big, but you have to have the ability to go small or big at any given time because of the way the league has changed. The best we can do is go small and medium. That ain't cutting it. That's the second thing. And the third thing is you allow Draymond Green to play for all these years and not hold him accountable for anything. So all of those things I just said in one big ball has put the Warriors in the position that they're in right now. Their whole culture has changed over the last 9 years.
Mm. Good stuff, Horace. No. I very reasoned.
But here, go ahead, Stoney, because I feel like a hypocrite just on that call.
Well, I got a super chat quick. Hey, Guru, this is from Tayo Arubu. Hey, Guru, do we care about the team winning or Kuminga scoring? If his scoring slash growth doesn't align with the team winning, are you still okay with him?
Oh, no, not at all. Tayo, I watched the playoff game, and it was just in a loss, and it hurt. I just couldn't ignore what I was seeing from a guy that was, we were told, not playable. That's all. I'm not saying, oh, watching Kuminga go for 20 in a playoff loss, Steiny, is better than the Warriors. When in hell, no. And to the caller Horace in Texas, I feel like a hypocrite because I said the Warriors got to make a decision. And remember, you fought back. Either you put a ring on Curry's finger and you go all in until his career is done, and they're doing that.
Right, so then don't scratch your head wondering what's happening right now.
But Jordan Poole was able to go develop. Why can't Kuminga? Pods is able to come
Everybody's
in and develop.
I
get that.
Okay.
But it's still...
I mean, what it sounds like people want to hear is, well, Kerr coached up Poole and he coached up Pajemski great, but he's leaving Kuminga out to dry. Like, that's
no, he's not.
What I'm hearing.
No, Kuminga's part of the dry. Especially now if the coach is saying you ain't been around. Where you at?
The thing that, like, this is where let me talk to some Warrior fans here. Because to my way of thinking, like, you want it both, like, certain fans, let me do it that way. They want it both ways. They want to say, cavalierly, like, there's no decision involved in it, like, it's the no-brainer of all no-brainers that, as long as Steph's here, we got to build around him. It's all about a championship. All about a championship. All about a championship. Okay. A lot of people signed up for that.
Yeah,
a lot
of people.
Okay. Well, this is a fallout from it. A natural fallout from you thinking you can win one again right now. That is obviously not going to be good news for a 22-year-old kid who didn't come into the league with a great foundation, because you've made it clear it's all about now. Like,
it sounds like you're describing Kuminga as collateral damage.
He is.
But then
that's exactly right.
Okay,
and you know what?
Quick.
Like, that's why in this whole grand scheme of things, who do you blame? Who do you blame? Like, this is a result of the organization going all in for Curry, Draymond, and now Butler.
But Stoney,
that's what we're seeing.
Okay. What about all in for developing Kuminga too in the offseason?
You can't do that.
Well, it sounds like the coach is saying, how can we get him better and he's not around?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, that's another layer of a problem.
But real quick, they chose Kuminga and his, what word am I looking for? Not a lot of jobs on the resume. They knew what he was when they drafted him, so that's questionable.
How do you know what he is?
Because you keep saying he was 18. You were talking about he was a young pup.
But
he didn't play basketball.
Right,
this or
but
that.
You said they knew what they were like. I have no idea what kind of player he was going to be at 18.
No, you were projecting that he would be by 22 up and making contributions.
Okay.
So I'm not going to sit here and feel sorry for the Warriors when you drafted him knowing what situation and what timeline you were on. And you didn't get him. There's I don't want to use blood. There's basketball stains on the Warriors' hands for Kuminga not being the guy Kerr wants him to be. I think that's fair. You just said that 30 minutes ago. Everybody's at fault.
Yeah.
But don't let me not be able to exhibit A, B, and C of Kuminga, Poole, and Pods picking it up. Why can't JK pick it up?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
It's somewhere, though, Steiny. And Kerr, maybe if you don't know it and they don't know it, it's time to move on.
I mean, I know most people think 4 years is a long time. I don't think it is for this guy.
Mm.
I really don't.
Damn.
Not from where he came. And people really don't like when I do that, but I don't think he had a clue at 18. And yes, when you draft a project, you have no idea what may or may not happen. And the reality is he is an incredible physical specimen, but mm-hmm. he has not yet put the game together that makes him an all-around player for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And that's what yeah. Kerr's demanding at this point. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see calls on the other side, and we'll get to y'all. But
I get it. Hey, what did Austin say? We're not talking about Moody. We're not talking about Pods. We're not talking about Dre. It's Kuminga. Why? And I think we know the why.
I actually. Well, when you say we know the why, what is it?
The dude's talented.
Okay.
But he's got some flaws and warts, too.
Yes. I mean, I got to tell you, like, in the grand scheme of things, I swear to God,
in the
grand scheme of things, I understand, like, in the Warriors' current situation, the way their roster looks and what Kuminga can ostensibly do, I understand why this is a big topic.
Mm.
By the same token, I don't think this is make or break for the organization. I really don't.
Well, that's obvious, Donnie.
That's my point.
He only played because Curry went out.
Right. I mean, like, either match an offer, get him back here, or move him. It happens to a lot of players when there's a glut at a certain position.
I know we're up against it, but if you're saying, Donnie, and you said it emphatically, if 4 years for Kuminga, you're using different math, how many more years are you telling us to wait then?
Probably another four.
Oh,
dude, he's 22. He's not going to hit his prime for 6 years. Now, you want to give up on that? Go ahead and give up on that. But you know what? If they give up on Kuminga, I'm blaming the direction that the organization has made clear that they're going down.
Mm.
And Kuminga is going to... Hey, it's easy to say everything for Steph and Draymond. Now everything to Butler. We're going to be better next year. Okay. Then guys like Kuminga are going to get lost. It's just the way a coach is. Like a coach is, if they're under the illusion they think they're still a championship team, which I don't think they are, but I think they still think they could be, well then, that's not good for Jonathan Kuminga. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. On the YouTube chat, I got Enrique Rivera. Salt Met. He called me Salt Mets. Okay. I'm just telling it like it is. Go ahead and be, blame the organization, Enrique. They went old. They're going old. Is there any other way to put it?
Steiny, stop. Because I watched that game last night. Like, what could a healthy Warrior team have done against OKC?
Nothing. They would have gotten their...
Do you believe that?
You think the Warriors can compete with Oklahoma City?
With a healthy Steph Curry?
Well, you're still under the illusion. Then don't... If you think they can still win a title, then get off Kerr for not playing Kuminga.
I think that's the biggest problem this organization and fan base have right now. Steph, why did the Hammy have to go?
I mean, I got to believe you're on an island.
You think so?
Watching Oklahoma City, thinking, boy, the Warriors would have had action. Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, Minnesota missing a lot of corner threes, man. They were hitting some too late, too late last night.
No, they're still a, if you're telling me they're still a title contender, the Warriors, then Jonathan Kuminga can't play on this team.
We got to go.
Segment was also brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.